The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello, everyone, and welcome. And here, our YouTube meditation begins in the language of Buddhism. It arises. It appears. And it'll be here for a period of time, and then it will disappear. It will cease. It'll come to an end. It'll only to begin again, probably, tomorrow. And already this week, the 7 a.m. has appeared and disappeared and appeared and disappeared and here appearing again. And when we hold the hand of our mind open, the mind open, then we can, the idea is to just let the comings and goings come and go. To not prioritize one over the other, but prioritize the lack of clinging to any of it, the lack of getting caught up in any of it. And so the capacity to let go becomes the capacity to let be when we don't stay involved and stay stuck. We just let everything be, and everything comes and goes in some way. So when we sit in meditation, I often teach that using the breathing as a default, as the guide, the support, and to keep coming back to the breathing. The breathing itself is a repeats itself, the in-breath and the out-breath, the coming and going of inhale and exhale. Each inhale begins, it persists for a while, and then it disappears. It's replaced by the exhale, which begins, disappears, and passes away. And so one of the things we're learning and doing with breathing is starting to become attuned to the mind's ability to receive and allow and to the comings and goings of something here, the breathing. And at some point, it isn't the mindfulness of breathing that's so important, the breathing itself, though that's part of it. It's the mind's ability to just stay open and receive the waves coming and going, the arising and passing of the breathings. And of course, what arises and passes are particular sensations, so how the body experiences the breathing. But at some point, we start appreciating the inconstancy, the constant change of the breathing. And getting centered on the breathing, then at some point we become more sensitive to how all experiences, all things that we perceive, all perceptions are of the same nature. They arise and they pass. They come and they go. They appear and they disappear. And it isn't that particular objects that we're looking at, for example, we see them arise and pass, but the perception of it comes and goes. I perceive something for a moment, and then my mind goes into my thoughts, thinking about it. I perceive something for a little while, and then I'm aware of a sound outside. And so we'll see there's a constant moving of perception in the mind. That perception of everything has this nature of coming and going, coming and going. And just as we get attuned to the coming and goings of breathing in and breathing out, as practice deepens, we become attuned to how perceptions of anything, everything, is also arising and passing. Sometimes because the object arises in passing, a sound comes and goes, a thought comes and goes, and sometimes because our perception of it, our focus on it, arises and passes. The exception is when we get attached to something, especially a thought or a feeling. We get stuck on something, and we're holding on to it. Then that holding on obscures the nature of anicca, impermanence, nature of inconstancy. And so if we take mindfulness and look carefully at the holding, the where we're stuck, where we'll start seeing that that too has a nature of inconstancy, the perception of that. And then it begins to loosen up. The grip of attachments begin loosening up. And more as the grip of attachment loosens up, more and more the perception is open to the flow, the river of change, the flow of things coming and going. And this is the deeper art of satipatthana. So assuming a comfortable upright posture, and gently closing your eyes. And as you're sitting here now, as you're with your eyes closed, what do you notice comes and goes? What experiences arises and passes, changes? There might be things that stay for now and don't seem to change. But what is changing in your experience? The coming and going of my voice? Maybe there are sounds, ambient sounds for you? Maybe as you settle into your body, you perceive, you're aware of different parts of your body, and your perception, your awareness moves around. So individual moments of knowing this and that, perception in the Buddhist language is unique for everything that is perceived. And so individual acts of perceptions come and go depending on what we're focusing on. And settling into this more deeply, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths and relaxing on the exhale. Softening the belly. Letting your breathing return to normal. And if are there other simple ways that you can relax your body, maybe as you exhale. And then settling into breathing. Perhaps being aware of how the body experiences breathing. we're knowing with very simple thoughts the coming and going of breathing in the body, coming and going of inhale, of exhale. Maybe where the appearing and disappearing of the inhale, the appearing and disappearing of the exhale, massages the mind's tendency to hold on or to be attached to anything. Allowing the mind to relax and loosen up in that rhythm of being aware of inhale and exhale. Imagine you're sitting on a boulder that's sticking up out of a river, and the water is flowing by. And you sit there and let everything flow by. Everything comes and goes, appears and disappears. Everything is floating down this large, majestic river. You safe on your boulder, sitting, allowing things to flow by. Everything flows. If you look at thoughts directly, you'll see they're made up of comings and goings. Get out of the way for the comings and goings without being involved in thought. If you're not aware of things coming and going, maybe you can be aware of the way the mind is stuck on something. The way the mind is preoccupied or holding itself at a distance from experience, direct experience. And breathe with that. Feel that. Sense it. Sense the way. Sense what gets in the way of seeing change. Maybe it's a belief. in the river of change, changing experiences, perceptions. Let go into it. Let yourself become the change. Everything is changing. Everything appears and disappears, flows on and on. Even anything that you can identify as yourself, it appears and disappears in perception. Let go. Let go into the river of change. And as we come to the end of this sitting, might there be something within, something tender, that is touched by the changing nature of reality? Maybe it's some apprehension. Maybe it's some joy. Maybe it's some kinship, feeling of this is deeply connected to what's most at home here in this world. This is true. The changing nature of everything comes and goes. We share this with others. Some change is painful, some is joyful. Some involve sadness, some involve joy. Some involve relief. Some come with new stresses. We all share living in this world of change. And may we gaze upon the world kindly, in a friendly way, offering our support, our companionship for others as they go on their journey through this difficult world, life of change. May we tap into goodwill, wishing people well. May everyone be happy. May everyone be safe. May everyone be peaceful. May everyone be free. And may whatever we learn about freedom help us to better support the welfare and happiness of others. May all beings be happy.